This next question, Gurudeva, comes from Henry Siva, who lives in Bowie, Maryland. His father, by the way, was a Yoga Swami devotee. He's young. He's like Daniel's age. Dearest Gurudeva, I'm trying to send my second question to you. I had some problems with the internet. I hope this gets through. Let me try again. Earlier, I asked you a question about the existence of God. My dad often talks about karma in the home. I am puzzled sometimes with the logic of karma. For example, this is a 16-year-old. For example, take three different people, X, Y, and Z. First, X commits bad karma by hitting Y. In his next life, X is beaten up by Z, and thus the bad karma of X has been resolved. But in the process now, Z has committed some bad karma. Thus, Z is now waiting to be beaten up by someone else. This means the hitting by X has started a chain reaction of endless karma. Why does the bad karma committed by one person affect the karma of so many people in the future? I'm hoping you can explain this to me in detail. Thank you, Gurudeva.
Well, you answered a beautiful question with a wonderful answer, much better answer than I could give. And your other question was, why does good karma or bad karma affect so many other people? When we create a karma, either good or bad, we use prana in doing so. In the inner world, it creates like a big ball of color and sound which moves from one person to another. We have to be very careful not to be the channel of the bad karma of somebody who has to have their bad actions played back to them in this life. So as this big pranic ball has passed from one to another, it gets larger and larger until finally it dissipates. And how does it dissipate? It goes to seed. In the deep subconscious mind, it becomes a complicated vasana to be faced in another life.